Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You heard John talk a lot about Nasty Drink, those Nasty Drink dudes. Well, you want to go see them with that drinking, but by their name. We'll give you the chance right now. Well, let's say at 9 o'clock. So let's go caller 4 at 9 o'clock on the dot. Wants a pair of tickets to watch the Cougs versus West Virginia. It'll be this Saturday, November 1st, as they salute those who serve and honor that legendary 2015 Peach Bowl team. So that'll be this Saturday. And, of course, they're also going to remember their strength coach, Coach Hester, who lost his battle of cancer this past Saturday. So the Cougs are playing with heavy hearts in Tempe. So in honor of Coach Hester, we're black. It'll be a blackout game for the Cougs in honor of Coach Hester. If you don't win the tickets from us, you can certainly call them, 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets today or go to uhcougars.com/tickets. So caller 4, 9 o'clock, gets to watch the Cougs versus West Virginia. Cougs 7-1, got a real shot at the Big 12 title game, and you know what that means, a potential playoff appearance as well. So caller 4 at 9 o'clock.
All right. A couple of things here. We got so much to talk about. We're talking about all of these college games and whatnot. Did you guys see what Drew Mestemaker did this weekend?
No.
Is that the Pitt quarterback?
He's the North Texas quarterback.
North Texas. Oh, he had, 600 yards passing?
608 yards.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is somebody that you need to watch. Remember Elf, Eric Morris? The little Texas Tech slot. He was the guy after Amendola.
I don't remember him.
You don't remember him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember him because he and Dana were close, and actually got into coaching. And I think I'm not sure he didn't start with Dana, but he's a guy that everybody loves. He was a guy that had Cam Ward at Incarnate Word, and he was the quarterback coach at Texas Tech with Pat Mahomes, and then he had Cam Ward, and then he brought Cam Ward to Washington State, and now he's got this Mestemaker kid who was. Not even on anybody's, nowhere in anybody's, and he's throwing for 600 yards. You watch for Eric Morris in the future. He's a guy, he was a little slot back. He was in that same mold as all of those New England guys and Danny Amendola. He followed Amendola at Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be aware that dude is out there. He's like, he knows the quarterback position. He's got a history now that's starting to build up, which is better than Bill Belichick's coaching tree. But there's a lot of stuff better. And by the way, Bill Belichick lost again. Although is Virginia, Dell? Virginia's a ranked team.
But I won't say by the fault, but when you're maybe 7-1, you got to put someone somewhere.
I guess you do.
Like. They, of course, beat Florida State. That turned out to not mean anything. Florida State stinks. They beat North Carolina in an ugly game. Bill Belichick went for two in overtime down 17-16. Missed it by half a yard. So Virginia clawed their way and won that game. That's a team who you could see lose three out of their last four games. They play with fire a lot. But credit to Tony Elliott. For getting them to a spot where they are nationally ranked, because no one saw that coming. But I wouldn't put too much stock into Virginia closing out the season. Now, at least they're undefeated in the ACC. So if they went out, they get to the title game. And we're in a scenario right now where because some of these teams don't play each other, that as it stands now, as long as Georgia Tech and Virginia went out, those two will be in Charlotte for the title game. And
yep.
Miami would be in a spot if they go 11-1, would likely make the playoff anyway, but they just wouldn't have the shot to win the ACC.
That's crazy. That is crazy that they'll be 11-1 and not make the ACC title game, but make the playoff.
Yeah.
So there would be two teams, so the loser wouldn't go?
If the loser's Virginia, I don't see Virginia going. Yeah. Like Georgia, yeah. Georgia Tech has Georgia on their schedule, so if Georgia Tech beats Georgia at home and loses, I could see them still making it if they only have one loss and their one loss is to an ACC title game. I don't see Virginia getting there, losing, and making it. Just their schedule, there's not enough on it.
Yeah. Yeah, the ACC's crazy, though. Georgia Tech just keeps on.
Yeah, they.
And barely getting by.
Well, they smacked around Syracuse, but if you look at who they're playing, there's not a lot on there either. Like, the Georgia game will be very important to them as far as national recognition. They may just win the ACC and it won't matter, even if they lose that game. But they, as a two-loss team, probably don't make it if they lose to Georgia and the ACC title winner. Because if you look at who they've played, there ain't anything there.
Yeah.
Clemson doesn't hold up. That's the one thing you could point to, but Clemson's not good either. It's funny that Miami has the loss, but if you just look at the course of their schedule, now it doesn't help that South Florida lost to Memphis, but if you look over the course of their schedule, they will likely go into, if, of course, they have to win out, the ACC team with the best win, and that'll be the Notre Dame win, the first game of the year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule. They got at North Carolina State, at Boston College, Pitt, and then Georgia. Yeah, they're going to – and I don't know. I don't know if they can hold up against Georgia, but that's a rivalry game.
Yeah,
you never
remember
know.
Last year was like multiple overtimes.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech had a lead in the fourth quarter and gave it away, and Georgia fought back. So they played that one tough, but the ACC is a scramble. The Big 12 is too, with BYU undefeated, going into Iowa State and winning that one. I mean, you got to shout
out. BYU's going to earn it with what's left on their schedule. There's no question about that. If they get there, the BYU's going to earn it. Did you guys see what Eddie George said?
Want to do that on the other side?
No, we combined. We got
time. Oh, you combined? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We're good. Yeah. I was like, what? This is going to be like a 45-second segment.
He did not mention Amy Adams Skunk by name.
Strunk.
What did I say?
You said skunk.
You said skunk.
That's not respectful.
You said skunk. He was probably an accident.
I said.
No. You insulted him a little bit. Got a little out of order yourself.
He said the decision to fire Brian Callahan set the franchise back at least a decade and maybe more.
Or decision to hire him.
Either or. Apparently he liked Callahan.
He may have. What I'm saying is. There's no guarantee that, also might have been a bad hire. You never know. But you can't find out in 1 year. Mm. If you make a decision to do that and you're getting off, this idea that we can just tell in a year.
Sometimes you know.
Yeah,
sometimes you know.
But
didn't they know? They knew in New England and look at the difference.
What do you mean?
They fired.
He got 1 year.
What's his name
again? They knew, but. How many times you could also make that point. We never do this. When somebody wins after a bad first year, sometimes it used to be you would always talk about, hey, look at that. But, in today's day and age, a lot of times you just quit on a guy after 1 year.
No, but listen, they knew Jared Mayo was not the guy.
No, they knew he wasn't. Right. He had no background.
They might have known in Tennessee that McCallahan's not the guy.
Well, you never know. Then you got to start looking at who's hiring. Whoever's hiring is doing a piss poor job.
Yeah, well, they got rid of Steve Wilks.
If you know after six games that you screwed
up.
Well, actually, Callahan had last year too. It wasn't 1 year.
He did, yes.
Yeah.
Going back, it was one and some. Yeah, going back to Cam Cameron, they knew after 1 year he had to go. Sometimes, it happens.
It happens, and you know.
The Texans knew twice.
In New England.
After 1 year.
Yep, twice.
And to your point, Lance, maybe it's about the people doing the hiring.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah. And, Jack Easterby knows how to hire, but, okay, he doesn't listen to the noise outside.
No, he knows how to rap.
Jack Easterby, he's a busy bee.
The fact that you continue to do that crap.
Hey, we need a win tonight.
The Rockets, right, yeah.
We got the Rockets, we got Monday Night Football, and we've got World Series. Okay? We need a win by the Blue Jays. We need Pat Mahomes to suck. And we need the Rockets to get a win.
We really need Pat Mahomes and Deebo Samuel to both suck.
And
you need Deebo to be good.
And Pacheco.
I just need other people to be good.
Right. And Pacheco. We need him to suck.
That's fine. And we also need who else do we need to suck?
You're selfish.
Is there a kicker?
Wouldn't you need Deebo? Like, if we're talking about having the Texans get back in the playoff picture, you want the Chiefs to win, and maybe Deebo needs to play well.
Did you just say you wanted Pat Mahomes to get injured?
Sorry, no, I didn't say that. Chiefs to lose. You said that. Chiefs to lose.
Chiefs to lose.
So you need Deebo to play well. But you're thinking about yourself. Deebo's with the Commanders.
Oh, you
need him to play well. For the Chiefs to lose.
You can win. You can have both things happen.
See, you're selfish,
Terry McLaurin.
You're focused on yourself.
I'm trying to get my fantasy football team a win.
No, I benched him this week. I don't need Terry McLaurin putting up numbers. Okay. That'll make me look like a bad coach.
You're also selfish. Terry McLaurin needs to put up numbers for the Chiefs to
lose.
Did
I drop Terry McLaurin?
No, it's in the other league.
Oh.
My other league.
You guys aren't.
I smoked John in this year's league.
You what?
You got pulverized yesterday.
I've won 9 of the last 11 against you.
Did you win yesterday? Did you win yesterday?
Yesterday I didn't play you.
In the ESPN
league? I played Sean yesterday.
In the ESPN league? I beat the brakes off you.
I don't even
I left you on
look
the ground
at that.
Like Tom Aspinall with your eyes gouged out.
Wow.
I might have to look at that league one time.
Yeah, go look at it because you got the snot kicked out of
you. Your ass beat.
And
you
I'm in first place.
No, you aren't.
I was going into this
league. Yeah, you're tied with me. Now you're gone. Beat it.
Oh, beat it.
Beat it.
One game.
Yeah,
and listen,
that's right.
I don't listen to the noise, okay?
You don't pay attention.
I don't pay attention to the noise.
Tiny Muffins got the piss kicked out of him this week, too.
Wow.
All right.
He had an 88. Beat it.
All right. You guys are hiring. Who do you want? Lane Kiffin? Eli Drinkwitz?
Which job?
Yeah, that matters.
Okay, LSU. Let's say we'll do LSU first.
No on Kiffin.
No.
Oh, I don't know about no on Kiffin.
No on Kiffin.
No way. I think LSU would love to have Kiffin.
Why do you think that? He talks a lot.
Let's be the villain. I think that LSU.
They love
it until you lose two and then they want you fired.
Well, that's
they,
everywhere.
You know what? You know who lasted a long time? Les Miles.
He talked all
long
the time.
Time.
Didn't make
he
a lot
talked,
of sense.
But he wasn't like Lane. Lane was trash-talking a player after the game. Well, the player trash-talked him.
They would love that at LSU.
You say they'd love it until you lost.
They tell people to bleep their Tiger bleep.
Yeah.
You don't think they're
acting like LSU
about?
Doesn't go after
it's
coaches
the exact
every week.
It's the exact opposite of what you just said.
You say
but
that.
Let's move on.
Hold on a
Lane
second. Wait. No. Let's not just move on. How long? This. What's his name? Les Miles wasn't a trash-talker, and he lasted over a decade.
He won.
And they were like so.
That's what matters.
So embarrassed by him. So embarrassed
winning?
By him. Yes.
How are they with Brian Kelly?
They didn't win. Listen, Les won with. He was the first two-loss national champion.
Well, that's true. But LSU is embarrassed by everybody who coaches them.
Well, no, not Nick.
Ed. Yeah, Nick is the last one. How long has that been?
Loved Orgeron that first that big year.
Then he got embarrassing.
Loved him for 1 year, and then he got embarrassed, and then Brian Kelly's embarrassing.
Lane Kiffin, Eli Drinkwitz, Kenny Dillingham, Clark Lee.
That's the Vanderbilt
John
coach.
Sumrall.
That's a Tulane coach.
No, it's your first
they
two.
They ain't hiring Tulane.
Your first two. Okay, how come you haven't mentioned the big one that I continue to hear about behind the scenes from a good source of mine? You didn't even mention a big one.
Who's the big one?
Nick Saban.
Oh, no, he ain't doing it.
Okay.
He ain't doing it.
Okay. Remember who you heard it from first.
And plus,
you
he's
mean
a
your guy?
Band-Aid.
Remember who you heard it from
some
first.
Guy
he's
you
a
know.
Band-Aid.
Some guy you know, too.
He's 79. He's 200 years old.
You think LSU
David
wouldn't
Nuno
hire.
Told you it's Nick Saban.
You think. Hold on a second. You think that LSU wouldn't hire Nick Saban?
No, they
Saban
would, but I don't think
old?
He'll do it.
He's
I
a
don't
Band-Aid?
Think he's a Band-Aid. How long is he going to last?
Does that dude strike you as being whatever age he is?
No, but he's old, dude. He's old.
Does he strike you?
He'll be 74.
Your president is way, way older.
He doesn't coach a college
Martha Stewart's 81. It doesn't seem.
What?
Nick Saban is going to coach for a long time if he gets
Martha
back
Stewart?
In.
Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
Martha Stewart. She doesn't coach
Does
college
Does she
football?
Look 81? No.
I don't know what she looks like now.
She's a swimsuit model, Del. She was a Sports Illustrated model. She was?
Nick will be 74 on Halloween.
That's not even, that's not the crazy old and coach. He could coach until he's 80, no problem.
What about, I think.
Who wants
I think,
an 80-year-old?
I think get him Clark, ready for Steve Belichick.
I think Clark Lee is intriguing.
Will he LSU, leave? I feel like, so here's one of the things about LSU. I think LSU, and actually all big schools, they get this thing where you're not big enough for our school. Like a Tulane coach going to LSU is just a no. That's a non-starter.
Ever.
You're that is an embarrassing hire. To them, they would consider it an embarrassing hire.
Yeah.
I think Drinkwitz is another guy. They're like, what? Missouri? But he's a good coach.
He's a really
good
coach.
He's a really good coach. Lane Kiffin is a good coach, but he has not been able to. I guess the argument would be maybe he's, you know, he's been at big programs, Tennessee, USC.
He's been at Ole Miss.
Alabama's an OC, but, you know, Nick didn't care for him, but whatever. I do think he's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and he's going to say some things he shouldn't. But he's a good coach. There's no getting around it. I don't know if he can win at the high. Can he win those big games?
He beats Georgia now. He didn't do it last year, but, I mean, this
year
he did him last year.
You know who beats people a lot? Jeff Brohm. He beats top 10 teams a lot. Why is Jeff Brohm not being mentioned?
Yeah.
He just got a new contract.
But that's his alma mater, too.
Well, that Clark Lee's at his alma mater, too.
Yeah, they say that Clark Lee's not leaving. His wife is from Nashville. He's at his Vanderbilt. He's lived there his whole life. That he wants to play. And I'm like, hey, sure. Yeah, if the money doesn't get – and my dad was adamant when I talked to him about it. He goes, Lancey, he's one that everyone knows. That's where he wants to be for life. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's nice. And
I mean, he's only 43, by the way.
And he's winning.
Yeah, but it's hard to keep winning in the SEC at that school.
Yeah, unless you have the money.
Unless you just luck into a Pavia.
Right. Or you get...
Or Connor Wegman.
Or you got a Texas Tech donor.
Yeah, it always helps.
Campbell,
that's the other job. Yeah, supposedly one of the things to look for would be Lincoln Riley to Texas Tech.
Where's Joey McGuire going?
Bye-bye.
For what? Why?
That's what I would. That's what I said. I'm like, why would you do that?
Why?
Because
Joey McGuire get a big job.
The argument is if he doesn't finish strong, is it the Richie Rich guy over there, Cody Baker or whatever his name,
Campbell,
could
believe.
Look at saying, he's nice, but we want a big dog.
That's stupid.
I'm spending big dog money, and I think it's so dumb. But I could see this is what college football is. We want somebody with a bigger name. I think Joey McGuire's always been a good coach. But I could see a guy saying, look, I'm pumping in millions and millions into this. I want the best coach I can possibly
find.
And
that's Lincoln Riley?
Well, Lincoln Riley's got his team playing better this year. And other than a couple stumbles in 2 years in the West Coast where he probably doesn't belong anyway, Lincoln was pretty damn skippy at Oklahoma.
Oh, I remember.
I mean, I don't want to just throw away Lincoln Riley's success at Oklahoma.
It's not a question of that, but...
That was just something that was thrown at me yesterday, and I thought, it rubs me the wrong way, because I think Joey's doing a great job, and I think you should roll with the guy who's doing good for you. But it does make some sense that when you're throwing a bunch of money in, you want to, hey, we want the best stadium, we want the best this, we want the best that, we want the best coach.
Then why isn't he going after Saban? If he wants the best.
If Saban really wants to get back into coaching,
he
I'm looking two jobs.
I know he's
I'm
not.
I'm looking at two
well,
jobs.
Up in Tuscaloosa,
LSU
but I get what you're saying.
And Texas. And Nick Saban had interest in Texas previously, but they leaked that report about him being on, you know, having the plane flight and all that, and he got all pissed off. But the two jobs, if Nick Saban wants to get back in, you look at LSU and you look at Texas. And if neither one of those open up, I'm not even remotely considering leaving that game day set. When you get a B by Pat McAfee sitting next to him every game.
I knew this.
This is great. It's great.
Oh, did you guys?
He gave the kid $500,000 the other day.
Did you see the story about Pat McAfee?
No.
We'll do it on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. That's the number that you have to have in your phone. Do it now, because when you need that, don't tweet me and Lance while there's water shooting up from your pipes, ruining your floors, and you're like, hey, can you guys answer me? What's the name of your plumbing company? No, you want to protect your family. You need that number in there. So as soon as something happens, which it will, I mean, I never had any problem for Lance. How long did we not have any plumbing problems? All of a sudden, we got 30.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I always had it, but I didn't think anything of it. I would just wait, and then I had somebody else come out and do that plumbing job that they did poorly, and then I had to have Aqueduct Plumbing Company go dig up the backyard, cut the pipe open, and go, yeah, this pipe was not laid properly. That's why your water's backing back up into your sink and you can't get rid of it. And so they had to do the big job too. Like, that's what they do. They do, sometimes they'll do a medium-sized job and keep it from turning into a big job. How about that? Because, and you know how often they have to go fix other plumbers' work? Way more than they should. It's like 15 to 20% of their work. That's not what you want. Get it fixed the right way the first time. They don't charge you to come out there and diagnose the problem, which everybody else does. And you know what? The small jobs, whether it's big job, small job, put the number in your phone and you know you're good to go anytime you need help because they get out there very, very quickly. Give them the phone number, John.
At 281-488-6238.
Told you.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk right now about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. It's the best hoop ever. The best hoop that you will ever, ever find. ProDunk has the, and this is, Dad, this is the goal that the kids want. You can raise and lower the goal, and it's now just a push of a button. We used to have to crank it back in my day when I had one. We used to have to crank it with a, now it's, and they can lower it to 5 feet. They can actually have fun. It's the best looking goal that you'll get. It's got the best material. The tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, the stanchion that won't rust, the installation that's second to none. They'll stencil your driveway or your patio, whatever it is, wherever you have the goal. You don't staple a goal to your back, to your garage. That's terrible, okay? You don't just put up a sand in the base and it shakes all over the place. Kids will never play it. They'll never play it. They want the best. You want the best. You're looking for the best way to get those kids outside playing. There's one goal, and it's made by Keith Tate and his son, and they're awesome. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Apparently, College Game Day, their account put out some comments about Pat McAfee. And apparently, behind the scenes, he is a diva. He is a diva. And, you know, he is not easy to deal with. Here's what McAfee came back and said. If you think about old white people and old ESPN people, those are really the people that hate me the most at this stage of life. Now, granted, there's some other groups that certainly have threatened my life on a pretty regular basis. I'd say they hate me, too. But throughout the entirety, old whites and the old ESPN people over the last, like, 3 years have really hated me. That's who all the producers are of Game Day, too. So now, it's been a fun run. College football is great. Okay, cheers. Have a great day. And here's what somebody told Front Office Sports. Totally unnecessary. Grow up and talk to these people. Make it better. You are not a victim. Everyone is bending over backwards to put you in a good position, and these same people are incentivized for you to succeed. But the guy that's got his back is Burke Magnus, who is president of content. He loves him some Pat McAfee. McAfee's good TV. McAfee actually...
He's perfect for that stuff. Crowd work? Like, yes. You're pretty good with crowd work. Pat McAfee is elite with crowd work.
He is awesome. Yeah. He is really, really, I mean, he knows all of their cheers, gets them going, stands up, takes his shirt off. He definitely has invigorated Game Day. He has, especially since, you know, it was really old. Coach was old, okay? So now you got McAfee there who, you know, he's just good TV. He really is good TV. And actually his show during the week is doing really well, so... Burke Magnus is like, hey, slow down. We love Pat McAfee. We love him here. Although the Game Day people, not crazy about Pat McAfee. All right. And so, but that's, I mean, talk about just, I mean,
well, it says Pat McAfee's latest remarks about ESPN were met with gritted teeth by some coworkers who are fed up with what they describe as diva behavior. I wonder, like, this is, you know, on set, they all seem to like him. Kirk Herbstreit loves him. Like, he can barely contain his bromance with him. I get the feeling Saban's okay with him.
I think Saban likes him.
Maybe Reese Davis, you know, because he's a lot now. Yeah. Pat McAfee is a lot. But this actually surprised me. It doesn't surprise me that he could be a diva or bother people behind the scenes, especially the old whites, as he calls them. It's right. The old whites. And maybe the old whites, that doesn't surprise me as much as I do. I felt like, this actually surprised me because it felt like there's a lot of good energy on that show.
Yeah, no. Well, unless he's a diva behind the scenes, right?
Some ESPNers are growing tired of McAfee's public whining, which they say what they view as juvenile, unprofessional, bad for business. Which whining are they? I don't watch enough of it to know what his whining is. I mean, he will let you know if he has a grievance. I mean, there's a reason he ended up getting sued and having to settle because he, you know, just impulsively threw that girl's business out there.
He made a mistake.
Yeah, he made a mistake and shouldn't have done it because he couldn't stop himself. And he is an impulsive guy. He is going to say what he's thinking, and that's probably going to bug some people.
Yep. So, I mean, I just love that stuff. He also talked about the boosters behind the scenes a lot. Your boosters can really change your university and your football team. A lot of these money people are going to want to have a say in what's going on. That's the reality of the college football world that we're in right now. And it's absolutely true. I mean, if I'm going to give a kid, these boosters behind the scenes are giving $100, $200, $1 million to buy kids to play for their football team, and you don't think they're going to want to have a say in this?
Yeah.
They had a say in Brian Kelly being gone.
Oh, yeah.
As well they should.
So, you know, I guess they have an issue with they don't have a president at the university right now. And so the governor was involved. So Brian Kelly and the AD, neither one of them were involved in this big meeting that took place where they decided Brian Kelly's fate. It was the Board of Regents and I guess the governor, and which they say is going to get him reelected. Getting rid of Brian Kelly. That's the big joke is, well, now he's getting reelected for sure, the governor is. But, you can't throw this amount of money in and think. It's like that movie Blue Chips. It's funny how prescient that movie was. All that, you know, if you're a big money alumni and you're throwing a bunch of money at these guys, although now it's less of it's illegal, you expect to have a seat at the table. And it's, you know, and it's been that way forever. Remember how mad Red McCombs was that he didn't get a say-so on Charlie Strong getting hired and let everyone know it publicly? Like, they expect to have a say-so.
Absolutely. Let me ask you guys if you agree with this. Did you guys see what Greg Olsen had to say?
About what?
Okay, I'm going in. I'm on the 5-yard line. It's fourth down. I'm going in to score. As an offensive coordinator, I'm saying, sure, I got 3 points if you kick the field goal. But I don't want to kick off. Kicking off stinks unless you score a touchdown. So I'm not going to kick the field goal because my 3 points are not worth giving you the ball at the 35-yard line. That's 30 yards of field position, and all I got was 3 points added. I'd rather you have the ball at the -5 and I don't get any points than give you the ball at the 35 and you're a first down and a half away from your 3 points right back. Is this going to be...
No,
his new analytics?
Yeah, so what he's doing, and I took issue and brought it up on this show previously, he made a comment on the Minnesota and Pittsburgh game where Mike Tomlin didn't kick a field goal. He went for it, didn't get it, and Greg Olsen's argument was, it doesn't matter. They would have taken it from 3-6. That's not – no. Yeah, from 3-6, who cares? You have to try to score a touchdown and make it 2 scores. But my whole point was that there wasn't a whole lot of time left, and the difference between 3 and 6 is enormous because it forces the other team to kick it. And his whole thing was, it doesn't matter. You're not making the game 2 scores, so a field goal is meaningless here. What? No, it's not.
It's not.
Because if they go down and kick a field goal, which, by the way, people can bank 60-yard field goals now, so it doesn't really take too much. You know, I've got – so I need to get Tyler Oberle on the show. So my buddy who is the – is brilliant. The analytics director for Tampa Bay for 6 years, who is the one guy who had Aaron Donald as the top player in the draft in 14 before he was laughed out of the room his first year in Tampa, and then they shut up after that. He thinks, because I asked him, I said, "What?" Like, I was asking him about some of the concepts here, and he said, look, and he was explaining some things. He goes, I will tell you, some of the decision-making has gone in the ditch. What they're calling analytics, they really are no longer, he said, especially the conversations that are being had on television, they're no longer taking into account the, he said, and a lot of fans and people on Twitter and the PFF, you know, the people who just consider themselves analytics people who are on social media, they don't take into account what are the consequences of a failed attempt here. He said, we have to take into account not just the positives of an attempt. What happens if we fail in this attempt? What is the repercussions for that? And he said, there's too many decisions being made with no thought given to, he said, mostly it's you're going to be foot to pedal to the metal. He said, but the decision-making that I've seen now has gone too far over the top with some of the decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the ones who had to explain to me why when it's 17 to, you know, when you're down 14, you're going for two. I'm like, why in the world would you do that? And he said, because you have two opportunities to get a 2-point conversion. But if you get the first 2-point conversion, you now have a chance to win the game. And I'm like,
I think that's bad.
That's another one that scares the crap out of me too.
I think that's terrible. You don't go for it until you have to.
Agree.
But you're forcing yourself. I mean, if you don't make it, you're forcing yourself to go for it. I think it's bad football. But to me, it's a lot of common sense. How much time is to me? They don't use common sense on these decisions. Take the points. Take the points and make them come back and beat you with touchdowns as opposed to
what's the flow of the game. That was Tyler's point. I forgot to say, you have to look at flow of the game. If a team is not moving the ball on you, you have to consider that. If no one can stop each other, you have to consider that. Like, you have to consider how the game is going and what the matchups entail. It cannot just be based on numbers.
Right. All right. You want to base it on numbers? How about Underdog Fantasy?
Well, I mean, you can bet. Well, but that's what I'm talking about. This is analysis. We're doing analysis with Underdog Fantasy. So when it comes to this Monday night game tonight, you want to do some analysis of how the game is going to go. And Underdog Fantasy allows you to take your analysis and then put it to work. You download the app. You use promo code Lance on your first deposit. When you play your first $5, they're going to give you $100 in bonus funds and bonus entries. And what you do with it is you go right to the site. Right now, I'm looking at a 40% profit boost on your entry. 40%, $50 max play. But you got a 40% profit boost that's available to you. So what are you going to do with your NFL Monday Night Football tonight? I'm looking right now. Travis Kelce, 42.5 receiving yards. I'm not touching it. Pat Mahomes. I got a feeling Pat Mahomes, he's been on a little bit of a heater. Let's just take a look at Pat Mahomes higher. Ooh, it's passing touchdowns, 2.5. I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go lower with passing touchdowns, 2.5. And then Marcus Mariota, I'm going to go higher on his rushing yards, which are only 29.5. He's going to get more than that. And those are my two. And you know what? If I want to stop there, I can. But if I want to keep building and building, the more I pick where I go higher or lower on stats, the more my payoff is. That's how Underdog Fantasy works. Take your big sports brain and make big sports money, completely legal here in the state of Texas. Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance on your first deposit.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Conserve with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay. Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so we got a little birdie listening to the show who's giving us where everyone's going. Are you ready to hear where everyone's going for college football?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lane is done to Florida. Kiffin's to Florida. Saban to LSU. Drinkwitz is going to Penn State. We'll see about that. I think that could still be Matt Rhule. Ryan Silverfield from Memphis going to Arkansas, which I have heard that. and then Eric Morris, your boy, to Oklahoma State.
Hmm.
So does he have the chain reaction? Who's going to Ole Miss? Who's going to Missouri?
Yeah. Do your job, listener. Yeah.
Since he has Since these, what's next?
And then who's going to there? Who's going to North Texas now?
Yeah. And you know who's going to College James ASAT to replace Nick Saban? Stephen A. Smith.
No, thank you. TJ is here.
Ole Miss is a good job.
It is a good job.
It's a pretty good job. I mean, it's a pretty good job, I think.
You can clearly,
it's not the easiest job.
I mean, Hugh Freeze won there. Lane's won in there. You can win at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
The expectations
are really high.
Well, they're not loaded with high school football talent. I mean, they've got some.
What about when Auburn opens up?
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be some pretty good jobs open up here.
And then Florida State. Who's going to Florida State? Ask your friend.
That's true. Yeah. No one cares about that job.
Is that a good job, Florida State?
Jimbo left because he said they weren't willing
to spend.
Florida
supposedly is a great job. I must not know enough about Florida, but is Florida State? I went to Tallahassee and did not like it.
Well, you're not interested in what goes on at FAMU. That's why you didn't like it.
I guess not.
Like for the college athlete, there's a school that they may enjoy the prospects of. Uh-huh. That's all.
Okay.
He just means there's some talent there for the players.
How about...
Although FSU's got some talent, too.
Wait a minute. Who is it? TJ? TJ's on the line? What about the pillow fight that Justin and AJ had this weekend in the Beat the Warehouse Live guy?
What'd they finish?
AJ had Denver-Dallas under. Loser.
Badly.
Tampa -3.5. Winner.
Winner.
1-1. Giants +7.
Loser.
Loser. 49ers +2.5.
Loser.
Loser. Pats -7. 2-3.
Winner. Yeah. That's not bad.
Uh-oh. Justin's done. Bengals -6. Loser. Cowboys +3.5. Loser. Panthers +7. Loser. Saints +3.5. Loser. AJ beat him.
Yep.
He's got the Commanders tonight, but doesn't matter. He can only get one win.
And my guy the other day on Thursday won... the gift card, did we pass the info on?
Yeah.
He won the gift card for
it's what we do. We give the listener stuff. It's what we do.
Hey, sad note. You see Nick Mangold died?
Yeah.
Complications from a kidney disease. And apparently he was like, it was 40. Sad. I'm on a text string with some guys who said that one of them said that he was asking for help in that regard, like needed kidney. It's just... That's sad. 41 years of age, man.
41. Wow. Did you see Rex Ryan break down on a set?
I didn't see that yesterday.
Yeah. Rex broke down talking about him. He couldn't. When they found out.
He was one of Rex's guys, yeah.
Yeah, it was his guy. 6 years he was with him. Mm-hmm. And he told a story about how they knew it was going to be Rex's last game, that he was going to get fired. And Nick Mangold was hurt, and he said, I'm playing. And he played that game despite being injured.
Right there.
And, yeah. And
those are the kind of dirt dogs you want up front.
Yep.
That's what Jake Andrews would have done for D'Amico.
Apparently, when he's not getting bullied by Leonard Williams. But while you're talking about Nick Mangold, John, can you – I was laughing, and so it might have showed up on Twitch or whatever, YouTube, while you're talking about that. But I was looking at something else. John, can you look at your Twitter feed? Because Lance apparently has – muted, or maybe he does get this. Can you look at what we were just sent?
Notifications?
Yeah, and look at what we were just sent, thanks to Sora. So that's why I was laughing when you're talking about Nick Mangold. Apologies for that, but look at that.
It's Cam Scadaboo in a wheelchair scoring a touchdown.
And
oh, no. Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
See, I can't stand all this stuff. Because they're like, they make it super obvious. And they're just covering up for whenever somebody's getting ready to get deep faked into a prison sentence.
Well, I don't know how you deep
for robbing
this
a bank.
This doesn't line up with that, but and it says,
"Oh, that's funny,
Lance. Give me 2 weeks and I can score a touchdown in the NFL."
That's what he meant.
Put him in a wheelchair.
Oh, God. All right, who's that? TJ?
Yeah,
TJ, get in here. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Dale. You remember that FAMU videotape?
That's what you're talking about.
I'm just saying.
Wait,
I mean,
what is it? What's he talking about?
Yeah, it was on Pornhub. That's how
what?
Excited and how many views.
I just thought
got.
He meant the parties at FAMU. I didn't know he meant that.
That's way back when.
That's what you're talking about, Dell?
No,
I know what you're searching.
I was just talking about how the
college girls FAMU. Don't start.
I mean, that's how FAMU got put on the map, man. I remember.
I'm not going to Google that on this NFL computer.
That might be true, but I just know part of the recruiting trips are the recruits don't hang out at Florida State. They take them over to FAMU. That's all.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I know why. Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Anywho, I got a little backstory. According to Pete Thermal, they gave Brian Kelly an ultimatum. They wanted him to fire his offensive coordinator, and he wouldn't. And it went south after that. But they fired the offensive coordinator anyway. So I guess he was trying to show some kind of loyalty or
you know what he
whatever
did?
The case may be.
He just got his money. TJ, you know what that is? That's like, no, fire me. I want out of here anyway. I don't care. I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, and then he split his buyout, though. He took half. They gave him 27. He was old, 54.
But he's half now, right? He's half now. And then I think they're going to pay the rest over time, but there's offset language. So if he goes to work at a different job, then that offsets the money that he had there. So I think they give him half now. Then they're going to pay the rest over time, but that's likely to get wiped out because he'll probably get a job somewhere else. Although I will say, watching him on TV and the way he screams at his players and coaches and the way he's behaved at press conferences, I don't know anyone like the circle of coaches who want to work for him has got to be getting smaller and smaller. He just looks like a miserable coach. Miserable coach. He was yelling at his special teams coach that he was going to fire his ass on the sideline. They were able to take that into account. They were able to read his lips that he said that after, you know, some good punt return. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Be for real. Stop. I mean, I don't know what his problem is, but I do think he wants out of there. I think he wants out of LSU. So somebody sent a video where they said Brian Kelly getting the next head coaching job at UCLA, and it's some kid from a surfer just going, there's some righteous waves, and and it's a whole play on him with his fake accent he had when he came to LSU.
Yeah, that's good. That fake.
We're going to do this, and we're going to be there. We're going to beat Ole Miss. Come up there, and we're going to beat Texas A&M. Like, what are you doing, Brian Kelly? This is going to be recorded and used against you. Can you find that, Dell?
Oh, yeah.
The Brian Kelly accent. He used an accent in an LSU basketball game.
Oh, it's out there all over the internet today.
Did?
Well, yeah, it's all over.
Well, look who's trying to impress, though.
An LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
Booty.
Well, but that's an Alabama
fan. I know, but the people he's trying to impress are people who stick their finger in opposing fans' booty.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Look who he's trying, who
that
he has to deal
true.
With.
That is kind of true. What did we miss today, Dell?
Well, we didn't get into any other NFL stuff besides the Texans, as you guys could not contain your joy over their win. The Packers went into Pittsburgh and just smacked around the Steelers.
Did they? Because Aaron Rodgers said we had to go on a silent count because there were so many Packer fans there.
Stop it.
That's what he said.
I heard what he said. Stop it. It's an embarrassing thing to say.
The Texans had to, too.
Well, we know that.
Jordan Love outplayed you.
Love outplayed everybody.
Your protege, whatever you want to call
Justin Herbert in fantasy football. It's not going to matter. I'm going to beat, but I benched Justin Herbert, and I thought, oh, my God. He had a big game. Scored 25 points because I had Jordan Love going because Pittsburgh's pass defense has been rotten this year. Sure enough, Jordan Love outplayed Justin Herbert.
Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey not covering anyone.
Those are big name former Pro Bowl, and they're not covering anybody.
They brought in. We had the Jets doing the Texans a favor because the Bengals are in that playoff chase trying to hang on until they get Joe Burrow back. The Jets get their first win. And we talked about Justin Fields and in his emotional presser. Did you see Caleb Williams' pick that he threw?
Oh, my God.
They were down 16-13, deep in their own territory. had a chance to go down and maybe tie or take the lead.
Terrible.
He threw an awful
Can you
pick.
Give me a breaking news?
Does your friend now know where Missouri's going to hire their coach from? After
no,
they,
but he did say he said his, he said his best guess is Shannon Dawson over to Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. Former Minnesota Vikings All-Pro Adrian Peterson was arrested in Sugarland on charges of driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying of a weapon. He was taken into custody 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. Jail records confirm Peterson's arrest. Let's see. Peterson was born in Palestine. It's the second time this year Peterson was arrested for suspected DWI. In April, Peterson was arrested on suspected DWI hours after attending the team's NFL draft party. Peterson was booked at 5:15 a.m. on Friday the previous night. He spent time at the team's draft party, even doing an interview on the radio. So apparently this is his second arrest under the suspicion of DWI, this time unlawful weapon as well, carrying of a weapon, unlawful
Not
carrying
great.
Of a weapon.
Not great.
He had that fight in a poker room.
Yeah.
Man, this is just... It's just you're watching it in real time, the cautionary tale of professional athlete that we hear so much about, and it's
well, he
pretty
got,
sad.
He had well, he had people stealing off of him. And
yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
He's had a rough go.
It's been a It's not going well. Post retirement, it's not going well. You really get the feeling he's going to end up broken.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, hate it for him.
Play better poker though. Play better poker,
but you know, don't drink and drive either. Yeah. So.
I think that's the lesson here, John.
Yeah. Well, John's just saying if you don't want to go broke, play better poker.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Because we used to see him at Prime and.
Was he not
good?
You
know, it wasn't. He didn't play tight.
Or maybe stay away
from poker. He
didn't
play tight with his cards. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe just stay away from poker.
Stay away from poker might be the play.
What?
Not you, but him.
No, not you, yeah.
Oh. I mean, I think that's stupid advice for anybody.
Well, you got a never-ending supply of. ABC money coming your way, so you can play as much poker
as
you like.
It's not never ending.
Well,
it's not.
You're operating in a way that suggests it is.
My wife likes to end it a lot.
I imagine she would want to keep you from spending her money.
Yeah, no,
seems
I
like
can't blame her.
Yeah, I can't blame her, but yeah, that's the mugshot is out there. It's not great for Adrian Peterson.
It's not great for anyone. Nope, it's a bad thing. All right, when we come back, news oh the weird coming your way. Don't you go anywhere. Right now, I'm talking about HRP, talking about my peeps over there. How about them Cougs? How about them Aggies? They're represented over there. Well, so is Rice. The UT is represented. Everybody's represented over there, okay? So they had a big college football weekend, but they're back to work today, making your business better. Making your business run more smoothly, making your employees happier. Because here's the deal, too. Okay, you got to come up with plans, insurance plans for your people. You got to come up with 401k plans for your people. Are they good? Are they right for you? Or are they the ones that the admin company is forcing upon you because that's what they sell? Look, HRP ain't about that life. HRP is about the HR and payroll. So when it comes to the insurance package, they're going to find the best one that suits your business perfectly. They're experts at this. When it comes to your business, they're going to find the 401k plan that's perfect for your business, not the one that they sell. So your people, your benefits packages are kind of a big deal, okay? If the insurance is so much that your employees can't afford it, it's like, oh my goodness, I might have to go work somewhere else. You don't want to lose good employees. You want the best in HR, the best in payroll, tax, and you want the best for your people when it comes to the benefits packages. So that's where HRMP comes in. Don't let these admin companies force theirs upon you. Let HRMP pick the best one for you at HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Apparently there's a boy, a 13-year-old in New Zealand, who swallowed between 80 and 100 magnets. High-powered magnets he bought online. I got a question. Why?
It's going to help you do some magnet stuff.
What? But, okay, so they had clumped together in his intestines, and they had to, and they actually killed a lot of the tissue in his intestines.
Yeah.
But I just, here's the thing. They banned these magnets in New Zealand because kids are eating them? Why would you eat magnets? This is my question.
So it really doesn't matter. All you know is once it becomes a hot thing, every kid will do. Why were people eating Tide Pods? Remember that when kids were eating Tide?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much for kids to do stupid stuff. And it runs across all countries. It doesn't matter. Kids are dumb.
That just doesn't make any sense.
Have they been
sense.
Out of your house too long for you to know how dumb they are?
Yeah, well, not that. Even my kids. Your kids ain't eating 100 magnets.
No, they're not. But they, they're not that dumb.
You raised a stupid kid.
Well, they're food fighting in the car and turning it into
turned
a wreck.
Yeah, turned it into a wreck.
That's true. They're
doing
pizza
in each other's face and turned it into a wreck. $4,000 of damage to the car.
You're right about that, Del. You're right about that right now.
Ooh, Ed Oliver, torn bicep.
Ooh.
Done for the year, right?
Yeah.
That's what that means.
That's what that will mean. More than one.
A study shows a majority of Americans say they wouldn't mind buying a haunted house. Would you buy a haunted house? If you got a good price on it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, one that I can charge tickets and scare little kids with. Not a house that's actually haunted.
No, a haunted house.
Like one that
I can have somebody
fake a chainsaw.
Yes, it's really haunted.
No, you got ghosts.
No, I'm trying to sell tickets.
No. You have to buy this house and live in it. A haunted house.
See, no.
There are things I think about, it'll cost me less. But, I just watched the first episode of Welcome to Derry. I ain't looking for any supernatural stuff.
No.
If you are good with gore and death, the Stephen King show is for you. It's on HBO.
Oh, I hate that. No.
Yeah, it's not going to be great. They did the thing. When I say they did the thing, they did this thing where you can't believe they would do that to these characters off the rip. You're like, oh, this is the kind of show I'm watching?
No, not doing that.
I don't like supernatural stuff. I'll watch it, but I don't want a haunted house.
Does Joe Beth Williams come with the haunted house? I mean, the good one. Back in
you mean the young Joe Beth Williams?
The young Joe Beth.
I don't know. You got the story. Does she?
Apparently not. She's not young and hot anymore.
No.
How about this? Public bathrooms in China make you watch an ad before you get toilet paper. Do you want to have to watch an ad to get your toilet paper?
Well, but you'll get your if you're willing to pay a subscription, you can get toilet paper right now.
That's right. You got to pay for it.
All you got to do is pay for your subscription.
Can I get an ad blocker before I get my toilet paper? Is there a way to?
You have to disable your ad blocker before you get toilet paper.
Because I got the ad blocker for YouTube. Where I don't have to watch ads.
Well, bring your own toilet paper then. I just put some stuff in my pocket. I'm just like, I'll bring my own.
You would carry toilet paper?
Yeah, if I have to. Sometimes you got to put it in a disc golf bag just in case something terrible happens. You just have it on there for emergency purposes.
And apparently they only give you so much. Apparently the system is being promoted as a way to cut down on waste after officials claim that some people were taking excessive amounts of free paper from public restrooms. So wait a minute. You're going to decide how much paper I need?
Wait a minute. Why are people stealing? That's not even good toilet paper.
Well, what
public
if they
bathrooms?
Were? No. Well, I don't know. In China, you don't know.
Oh, in China, yeah.
Oh, somebody told me, listen, when you go to Japan...
Oh, I'm not leaving.
You will never, ever, ever but want to go to the bathroom again in the United States.
No, no, no. I've already been told that I will hate the U.S. when I get back. And I've been told that by four people, including one of our listeners.
He's like, gross this the bathrooms is the perfect... are compared to what they
He's
are in
like,
Japan.
There's no trash cans anywhere, so you bring your trash with you wherever you go. Period. He's already told me. And he didn't even mention Harajuku girls. So I can't wait to go. Now I'm like, it's going to be better than you're even telling me. Did you ever see Tokyo Drift?
I don't know about all that. All I know is that when you go to the bathroom in Japan, it's like you just took a shower.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is that what right. you want, though?
Yeah, I would like to feel refreshed afterwards. Thank
I don't know.
You.
I
yes.
hear a lot of anti-American propaganda, not me. Uh-oh. No matter where Uh-oh. I have Uh-oh. To go to the bathroom. To be an American, where
it means I know I'm free. Stinky. And I got BBL.
You guys talk about how much you'll enjoy pooping in Japan. Not me. No matter what I experience, I want to come back and poop in an American bathroom. And you know why?
Gross. Yeah, go poop in the New York subway. See how it comes out for you.
Just don't do it. I would carry that
just
note.
Just don't do it next to a certain senator. Give you the footsie.
What a bunch of anti-American propaganda from YouTube.
Oh, Japan, you'll never want to come back. Cut it out.
Oh, you won't want to poop here, that's for sure.
No.
That's for sure.
This
certain.
Is the greatest country in the world to poop. What are you talking about?
Well, if you're in a Starbucks.
No, actually it's not.
Starbucks to me are just free public bathrooms. Even when they have locks on them, I look like I'm buying something. I give that I'm buying something look.
No, go to the bus station downtown and
no,
poop
who's
there.
Going there?
See how that works.
Why are you trying to go to the
bus? See how that works out for you.
Why would you be there unless you're riding a bus? John's trying to come up with the worst places possible.
We're done.
Go to Mumbai in the middle of in India and go.
Well, you just go on the street.
90 people hanging off of one car, one railroad cart. You're like, no, I'm not using a bathroom in there. Never going to be there.
And, Mumbai, you just go in the street.
And I'm proud to be an American. Not an American.
Where I know my poops are free.
Are clean.
Well, are they? Where is it that they're making you pay for? Oh, that was China.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where at least you know your
poops
are free.
Are free.
That's
here.
Fine.
Go to a Buc-ee's. I'll tell you, the Buc-ee's experience, Japan's not beating that.
Oh, no. Where was I? I was in Mexico City where you also had to pay like a quarter or whatever to go to the bathroom sometime. And you did it willingly.
Look at you falling into absolutely. My trap.
Yeah.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we got to go.
Would you stop talking to him? We're done. Mopey and Mapes next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Let me tell you about Taqueria Sarandas. This is a chance for you to enjoy delicious Mexican food, authentic Mexican food, at your leisure because they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You want to stop in for happy hour, they can do that. You know, that's actually, to me, you know, sometimes you're really hungry. Let's say you skip lunch. You've had your breakfast. You skip lunch. You're like, man, I'm starving, but I also want to get a drink. Stop by Taqueria Sarandas. Grab yourself some, you know, get yourself some food. Get yourself some drinks, margaritas, an ice cold beer. Enjoy yourself. Belly up to the barn and watch the basketball game tonight. Our hometown team is playing tonight. You can go watch a game, have great Mexican food, and enjoy yourself with your friends right there. Eat early. Then while the game's going on, just have your drinks, and you're set to go. But just know this. When you have delicious Mexican food, authentic Mexican food from Taqueria Sarandas, as always, they are not going to bust you up with price. They still have very affordable food, despite the fact that prices are soaring at restaurants around the city of Houston, including Mexican restaurants. Taqueria Sarandas is there to hook you up. It's Taqueria Sarandas.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.